It's all about the money. We want it, but sometimes we can't even find those savings bonds that somebody bought us 30, 40, 50 years ago. We're going to talk more about the nuns. The Poor Clare is coming up. So if you're on the phone line, hang on. We'll get to that. Illinois State Treasurer Michael Frerichs is on the phone line, though. And Michael, I connected with your article because, like you, my kid had a bundle of those. I don't really know where ours are. I'm talking about the savings bonds everybody buys for First Communion or a birthday or a baptism. I'm so glad you're doing something about it.
Yeah, I'd say I'm a bad parent. My daughter got a savings bond for her birthday. I don't know where it is. I know we put it into a drawer or into a folder, but we can't find it. I also remember getting savings bonds from grandma or from aunts when I was younger, and thinking, wow, this is really nice. But then we couldn't actually cash it. I mean, we couldn't cash it at the time. I think they think they were trying to teach me patience. They weren't always successful at that. But I've since misplaced them. I know it's happened to lots of other people out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's relatable because when I talked about it 20, 30 minutes ago with John Williams, even Steve, everybody chimed in like, oh, yeah, I have those. I don't know where they are or how you cash them in. Congratulations on now being the president of the National Association of State Treasurers. In that role, are you going to do something about this that makes it easier for us?
Yes, we're going to lobby Congress. So Congress, we've been pushing for a while, passed legislation saying that the federal government and the Treasury should work with state treasurers' unclaimed property departments to return this money. Unfortunately, Treasury really doesn't seem to want to return it. I think they'd like to hold on to it. And so they said, well, we want to actually give you the bonds. If we give you information, you can't make that public. Well, it's really difficult to track people down if you can't share any information.
So there
we're not talking small money.
No.
An estimated $30 billion in uncashed savings bonds, at least $1 billion estimated in the state of Illinois.
That's what I was getting to. $30 billion, $1 billion in our state. And are they hoping we don't cash them in?
That's how it would seem to me, but I would say these savings bonds were a bond, meaning they're a promise to pay. I don't know a single aunt or grandmother who bought a savings bond for a niece or a nephew or a grandchild because they thought, I'd like to help the federal government with their debt.
Yeah.
They bought it because they wanted someone to have to look forward to maybe use for college, for a first car, for a bicycle, or whatever. And we'd like to help the federal government keep the promise that they made.
And I don't know about the members of your family, but in my family, they're like, that kid has too many toys. I'm giving him a savings bond.
But they're
exactly.
They're attractive.
We encourage people, if you want to help with their education, make a contribution to their college savings account. We do a much better job of keeping track of that money.
Yeah.
Well, they're attractive to the aunts and uncles, right? Because you buy them for a lower, obviously, amount than what they mature to. But as a recipient, we had them for our kids, and we just couldn't keep track of when they were mature.
Yeah. This is a problem. And sometimes these bonds, even when they mature, some of them will continue to earn interest. Some will stop earning interest at a point. But the federal government keeps track of who these bonds were issued to. They have this information, but they're not making an effort to reach out and let people know. So we have this whole program, Missing Money or iCash, set up to help return money to people. We're almost at $2 billion returned since I took office, and we'd like to use that system to help the federal government keep the promise they made to millions of citizens.
Okay, a couple texters. Give me your reaction to these text messages coming in. Someone said, Lisa, savings bonds used to mature or double in value in approximately 7 years. With lower interest rates, it now takes approximately 21 years to mature. Is that true?
It all depends on the type of bond, the amount, what you did. I think he just pointed out a point that I think the reason some of these aunts like to give is you give a kid a $50 savings bond. I thought, wow, $50. But maybe she purchased it with $20. So they will tell you how long it will take to get there. There are different bonds issued over time, but every bond was purchased not because someone wanted to help lower the federal debt. They were purchased because they wanted to give some loved one in their family greater opportunities in the future, and we just think it's only right to honor that promise.
Another texter said, in regards to cashing out those gift savings bonds that we gave to the kids, you have to pay capital gains taxes on the gains. Is that true?
It, If you have a gains, depending on the tax bracket you're in, you have to. If you're a kid who has no income, chances are you're probably not going to be paying that. But consult with your tax experts about this. I'm not an attorney, not a tax expert. I probably shouldn't be giving advice.
Another person said they found it very simple. They went into cash $20,000 worth of U.S. savings bonds. They claimed they brought them to the bank, and they got the money.
Yeah, they're different experiences with different banks. I've received emails from people saying that some banks won't take bonds over $500. Some banks will only take a certain number of bonds at a time. One person wrote me and said we had to go in. We only cashed so many. We came back later. We went to a different bank, and it was a big hassle. But I think people will go through that hassle as long as they know they have them. Unfortunately, too many of these have gone missing, and that's why they've gone uncashed.
Right.
In those cases, we would like to help return them. As Danny Davis said in our press conference, it's just the right thing to do.
Yeah, we have several missing. Just because moves and a divorce, and I don't know who has them. And, of course, they all belong to my child who's now 22 and would like that cash. But so what did you come up with when you had the press conference with Representative Danny Davis? What should we do to alleviate the issue of these not being cashed?
So this is an issue with the federal treasury. They maintain that they're very concerned about protecting us from fraud. But in our office, we return money, unclaimed property, 365 days a year. We are aware there are fraudsters out there. We have processes in place to prevent that. We've caught people, prosecuted people who try to take someone else's money. We think this is the best way to do it. We encourage people to reach out to the members of Congress and encourage them to communicate to Treasury to work with the state unclaimed property departments to return these bonds.
The Treasurer, every time I hear your voice and you say this idea of this iCash, returning cash, just for kicks, I plug in some names I know. And while you're talking to Lisa, I just found my dad passed a year ago. He's got five different entries in here.
Oh.
And
it is not uncommon. Especially for people who have passed away. I don't know if you and your dad had conversations about all the places he stored his money, but my father certainly has not had those conversations with me. We all know that we're going to die, but we don't think we're going to die tomorrow. We put off those conversations. When someone passes, if their loved ones don't know all the accounts and banks and safe deposit boxes they had, they might go unclaimed. We would like to honor their wishes and get that money to their rightful heirs.
And tell everyone where they need to go to do that.
So they can go to my website at illinoistreasurer.gov, or they go to icash.illinoistreasurer.gov. That's the letter icash.illinoistreasurer.gov.
Always nice to talk to you. Have a great day.
Lisa, thank you very much. Enjoy the day.
Illinois State Treasurer Michael Frericks, he's always a bright voice to talk to. We'll continue our conversation about the poor Claires and about that TikTok video I played yesterday that is in relation to how much money Elon Musk makes. Thanks for doing the math, you guys. Steve's News is next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.